With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After the budget-busting inflation of the past 3.5 years, Fed Chair Jerome Powell suggests there may be some light at the end of the tunnel. After picking up earlier this year, Powell says inflation is now slowing. But he's quick to add we must see more of this before interest rates can be cut. Former President Trump describing the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity as a big win for democracy and our Constitution. President Biden, on the other hand, insists the ruling sets a dangerous precedent. Many Democrats remain worried about President Biden's reelection chances, even as the campaign pushes ahead.
Team Biden says the campaign continues after the president's disastrous debate showing and that he's fit for the job. But Democrats remain panicked, especially after seeing the early post-debate poll numbers. Nearly three-quarters of all registered voters in a CBS News poll don't think Biden has the mental and cognitive health to be president. And a USA Today poll shows nearly half of registered Democrats don't think the president should be running. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, now a Category 5 hurricane, Beryl continues to savage the islands of the Caribbean.
While the nations through which Beryl has passed are dealing with the damage left behind, other countries in the region continue to brace themselves for the storm's arrival. It is expected to continue its trajectory through the Caribbean before hitting the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico by the end of the week.
And that's the BBC's Will Grant. Israel may be readying to launch a new ground offensive in Gaza's second-largest city. The Israeli army is ordering the mass evacuation of Palestinians from much of the city of Khan Yunis, second-largest city in Gaza. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 13 points, while the Nasdaq is up 11, the S&P 1 point higher. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Hawaii.
A U.S. district court says public schools in the state must allow Christian clubs to operate on campus just like any other formally sanctioned organization. Child Evangelism Fellowship sued when the Hawaii Department of Education barred after-school Bible clubs over church-state separation concerns. The Supreme Court has ruled that schools cannot discriminate based on religious affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians are severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. A report by Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has expanded its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than Xinjiang, where for years it has been blamed for persecuting Muslim minorities. The report says authorities have now closed mosques in two other provinces with large populations of Muslims. China's efforts part of a campaign by the ruling Communist Party to tighten control over religion. This is SRN News. There are dual crime-fighting proposals in California.
Top California Democrats have announced their backing for a ballot measure targeting retail theft. The plan's an effort to compete with a tougher-on-crime initiative backed by law enforcement and retailers. State Democrats say their plan would increase penalties for shoplifting while avoiding putting more people behind bars. The retailer's proposal would make stealing and some drug charges a felony for repeat offenders. State Senate Leader Mike McGuire said the coalition refused to work with lawmakers. Lawmakers will vote on the plan before a deadline next week. A state Republican lawmaker says the measure's a sham that will confuse voters at the ballot box in November. Keith Peters reporting.
Wildlife officers have shot and killed three coyotes at the San Francisco Botanical Garden after one of the canines attacked a 5-year-old girl. The child treated for a bite wound at the hospital. More details, SRNNews.com.